Hey, party people. Today is August the 10th, and I am right now sitting at DFW Airport waiting on flight 222 headed to Dubai. I have made it through security, and I'm really blessed and lucky to be sitting here right now. I have my mother to thank. Holy. For real, I have my mother to thank. This has been a trip before a trip. I want to talk about perseverance. I want to talk about having people right the fuck next to you who, when you have doubt, when you're having a hard day, when you are being challenged, they can speak life right into you. They can speak life right into your goals. They can speak life right into your journey. They don't look at you and go, well, that's just how it is. They don't look at you and don't say anything. They don't look at you and ask you about what's going wrong. They have already shifted to a point to where they don't allow it, and they're not going to let you allow it. I'm really thankful that I found myself with people right next to me who could speak life into what I was doing and never allowed themselves to be so sad and so disconnected from that sadness that they didn't realize what it was doing to me. I have social anxiety. The two nights before I was to leave, which was today is Monday, Sunday, Saturday, I really on my calendar had put big X's, which meant I didn't want any company. I did not want to talk to anybody unless I picked up my phone or unless I invited them over. But there were people who, in the ninth hour, requesting to see me. Some I was ecstatic to hear from and serve. And some, I was just like, what is going on right now? What is this energy? I've learned to question everything. I've learned to see. I'm sober. You know, most of y'all know. I like my vices. But at a certain point, that's not important. And I've been super sober. I've been running every day up until yesterday. And I'm clear. And it's a beautiful thing. Everything. I got so much contrast leading up to this moment. And by contrast, I mean challenges that I was able to look at as blessings immediately. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get through them. So, for instance, Saturday morning, I wake up to an email that tells me, hey, Kamika, you no longer are able to take the PCR COVID test when you get to Dubai. They need you to take that test before you leave Dallas, and you need to do it within 72 hours of leaving. Well, Saturday was right at 72 hours, and most places needed an appointment, and most places were closed, or most places were already booked, so it pushed me to Sunday. The one place that I found on Saturday was in Wichita Falls, Texas, which is roughly 3 hours out of Dallas. And I had just sold my car. Now, the blessing in all of that was I had sold the car to my cousin. And I was trying to get them to take the car that day. Like, take the car. I don't need it. Y'all know me. I don't need it. I'm tough. I'm hard. I'm trying to get to Egypt. But he was like, no, we're going to come pick it up. We'll come pick it up. On Sunday, just leave it here, we'll come get it. So it was ironic that on Saturday I had to go in a car that did not have air conditioning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to drive to Wichita Falls, Texas to get that test. Now, here's what's crazy about that. Get down there, they can't put a stamp on it and they can't put a QR code on it. But I had already paid for it. And the expats, I'm on a black girl expat group. And there were women there that were saying, well, you should be fine. They looked at my paperwork and they let me in. Well, I ain't everybody, and my paperwork said, if your black ass don't have a QR code or a stamp, we gonna send you back to Dallas. And that was not an option for me. Coming back here is not an option. And that's spiritual from the cellular level for me. So when I realized that, I panicked. I panicked. But my support system was like, no, just relax, dig in, do the work, mind your business, and make it happen. So I go back in and I do this search. Come to find out, I could got the test right here at DFW Airport. So I got up Sunday morning, drove to DFW Airport, and got my test, got my QR code, and my stamp. And now I have, you know, bypassed security. But I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't had people right next to me speaking power and speaking truth and speaking love into my journey and into my goals, because they understood me at the cellular level. And it's a blessing to have people who understand you at the cellular level, not at their level, but at the core, before anything else. They can look at you and see the divine reflection of God that you are, and they know how to accommodate you because they themselves are tapped in to their God. Now, let's talk about those who aren't. When you're trying to do something, the people who get silent, the people who want to be more sad for you than happy, they just, and what's funny about that is the struggle. They struggle. And my thing is, get past the struggling. Don't get stuck in the struggle of trying to be happy for someone. It's detrimental to their growth in the journey, because you send somebody away from you, and you don't know that a lot of times the whole time they're thinking about how sad you are, because you haven't tapped into who they are. You don't know how sensitive they are. You don't know what you're planting in them. You don't know what kind of seeds you're planting in them with that kind of emotion. And you don't mean it. Well, some of y'all do, but most people don't mean it. It's very unintentional. But it's also a form of sabotage. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you put into people when it's time for them to move on into higher places. Be careful of your words. And I'm very sensitive to that, which is why when I'm getting ready to go somewhere, I really aspire to shut things down, so that the only energy I'm carrying to the airport or to the bus station or to my car, to the beach, whatever that is, it's mine. It's mine. So the success or failure of it falls solely on me, because I've pretty much baptized myself in my own isms before a trip. I've had some profound moments where I'm sitting here right now having already made the hard decisions about who gets to be in my life after this and who doesn't. I've had some really amazing things happen. Like I said, my mom, I said, what you gonna miss, mama? She was like, I'm gonna miss you fussing at me. And she's right, because I do fuss at her. We get along by not getting along. But my mom is clutch. And she will force herself on me in a way that's good for me. But that's because she brought me into the world. And she is the one who gets to do that. So I'm really appreciative of her. The blessings in all of this is that with everything that went wrong, I'm sitting here now waiting to get on a plane. In 24 hours, I will be in Egypt, where I will be teaching English as a second language at the middle school level. I do consider myself a middle school specialist. And I get to further evolve and transform. And I'm thankful for the people who are giving me the space to do that. I'm thankful for the people who can see their own transformation and their own evolution enough to be graceful and merciful to allow me that. Now, there are people who want you to worry about them. There are people who need that attention. Kamika Spencer does not need your worry. Kamika Spencer does not need your fear-based concern. In my pursuit of joy and in my pursuit of shifting and loving how I shift and loving how I make decisions and loving the life that I've lived with absolutely no regrets, this is a beautiful thing. I want to shout out to my niece who is going to New York. She has managed to get a job offer in New York. And she was the only person who was able to make me cry before I probably should. Everybody's waiting for me to cry. Everybody's trying to cry around me. And I'm just like, don't do that. I'm a little too hard for that. I grew up under boys. And life has taught me that, you know, crying is a sacred moment. And it's not that I'm not afraid to cry in front of people. But when you have to do everything, the emotional output comes with the outcome of actually actualizing the full moment. So I'm still actualizing this, you know. When I get over there, I got to do blood work. I could get over there and have a total panic attack. And they'd be like, send her home. Or better yet, I'd be like, send me home. Because I am that person who I can get overwhelmed easily with my emotions because I have withheld them. And I'm learning how to manage that. I'm better at managing it. It's a beautiful thing. But I also want to just be thankful for the contrast. I want to be thankful for the people who were able to honorably eject themselves from my life based on attempting to sabotage, unintentionally sabotage me emotionally by trying to pull me in emotionally. I am Emotion Brown, but you must understand that that is just a name. I'm ready to experience new geography, new language, new culture, a new way of being. I'm ready to absolve myself of my Americanness in order to be nothing so that I can serve the world. I'm ready to be a global citizen. I'm excited. And I can't believe this is happening. No more than some of you out there. I know some people's like, I just cannot believe this, girl. I can't either. But the beautiful part is it is happening. And God is with me. The ancestors are with me. And the energy of people who truly love me is with me. Everything else I have rejected. Y'all, some of y'all don't even know. I've rejected it. I've just been like, I can't. It doesn't, you know, it's not suiting my journey. And that's okay. The best words you can tell somebody is, it's okay. It's great. It's well. All is well. But I am learning to speak life into people. I am learning to speak life into people. And that's it. No more venting. Unless it's to help somebody else. No more negative vibes. I'm done. And I've been done. And those who know me know this. Y'all are beautiful. You're too beautiful to worry. And you're too beautiful not to have goals of your own. If you're living vicariously through me, take a trip. Go to Austin. Shit, if you ain't never been to DeSoto, shit, go to DeSoto. Go to Louisville. They got a lake there. Change. Or Caroline. That's for the theater people out there. Anyway, what else can I say? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I will be turning 50 in Egypt on a Sunday, which is also the day I was actually born. So this is a real holy moment for me. And I'm excited about spending it in a place where I can be Nubian. So I hope y'all follow the podcast. I hope you're excited. And I think that's it. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go.